The following recording provides you several options for the Daf Yomi. The first part is today's recording of the Daf of the 13th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. That's followed by a quick review that allows you to rehear the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. And that is followed by the full Daf from the previous cycle, or sometimes two or three even cycles ago, which is generally more full, more explained, and allows you also to participate with different groups of people with a different ambience. Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Beit. We start the Masechet today, and fascinating, it goes all the way back to its beginning. The beginning of the Inyanim of Yom HaKippurim actually go back to the Yemei HaMiluim. Anybody who analyzes what happened on Shemini B'Miluim will see that the korbanos that were brought, and including even the Knesa, the Fnai V'Lefnim, which is the whole story of Nadav HaAviyu, was actually the events that in the end, not only are Gurim Yom HaKippur, Macharei Mot, Shnei B'nai Aharon, but that are the very korbanos that are brought on every Yom HaKippur, which is the reconstruction of the Miluim. Because of that, we begin with, as we'll see in the Gemara, something that is itself a duplication of the Miluim, and that is the idea that in the Miluim, Aharon would have had to spend specifically 7 days before the Yom HaShmini B'Miluim. It says over there, Pesach or Amoid, Yeteshua, Yom HaValayla. So they had to be there for 7 days straight, and then there was Shmini L'Miluim. And that becomes the model, for which we'll have a Limud Minyaraita, but that becomes the model for the way that every Kohen Gadol, who is the equivalent of the Kohen that is Nichlas the first time, so to speak, after the Shivas Yom HaMiluim, comes into Yom HaKippurim. And remember that Yom HaKippurim is what makes possible HaShochein Itam B'toch Tumosam. So essentially, every Yom HaKippurim is a duplication of the Koyach HaMiluim that builds the Mishkan, that allows the Hashvas HaShchina B'toch Tuma. Because of that, we open up the entire Masechet with the issue of the Mekor of Yom HaKippurim, which, because, as we know from the Maisa, of the events that happen on Shmini L'Miluim are because of Vayechazot Elohim Vayechlu V'Yishto, which occurs really on Har Sinai, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be gerim, a breakdown in the Simcha of Kabbalah Satera. But because of that, the death of Nadav Avihu is specifically Nogea the Pagam in Har Sinai, which ends up being Mitukan in one place only, and that's the Parah Aduma. But the Parah Aduma is the, as Rashi brings, is the Tikkun for the Maisa Egel, all of which is because of the lack of Tznius in Har Sinai, Shelter Memorial Hor, as the Gemara says. So the Maisa, the two in Yonim and Mechuber, in many, many ways, if you're Mitmahayin, in the Parshas of the Parah, in the Parshas of Yom HaKippurim, there are dozens of parallels, and the dinim over here of the Shivas Yomim Hafrasha is referred to in the actual story of the Miluim, both for the Parah Aduma, and of course that was the time that they made the first Parah Aduma. There was a remez both for Yom HaKippur and Parah Aduma. Because of that, today's sugya will revolve around the limud of the connection of the Miluim and the Shivas Yomim before Yom HaShmini, which becomes the Shivas Yomim before the day Yuma. Even though many believe that Yoma is not specifically a reference to Yom HaKippurim, and that's a terrible oversight. The nature of Yom HaKippurim is that it is the day. We'll see that in the sugya over here also. It's called Yom. It's not called Yom because it's a day, like some of the Achronim speak about. It's called Yom because it's the day, and that's the Achas Vashona. And the Achas Vashona is a reference from the beginning to a specific day, and that's the reason we don't give it the name Yom HaKippurim. But it's an Achas Vashona that has to be figured out as the Zman that ends up being the Tikkun. So this is that specific day. Because of that, it's the only day where the actual reality of the day is the whole point. Atzma Yom HaKippurim B'chaper means there's something about the day itself, as opposed to other Yomim, which is not the effect of the day, it's the effect of the Zman. Because of that, we call it Masechet Yoma. So with that introduction, let us zip off into our Mishnah, Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippurim. And so for 7 days before Yom Kippur, we do the same thing that we did to Aaron and Vanav during the Miluim, and we're Mafrish and Kohen Gadol mi Beit Olim. It's going to be Bedayik, each and every one of these words, what exactly the Prisha consists of. And he's brought away from his home into a particular chamber, which was called Lishkat Farhedrin. Why was it called Farhedrin? The Gemara will talk about it, but a Farhedrin means a clerk, essentially, of the king. And we'll see that this was sort of a nasty comment on the situation with the Semidish Hashemi. And not only do we do that, but as part of our Achanas for Yom HaKippurim, since the Avedas Yom HaKippurim can only be done by the Kohen Gadol, so we also have to have a Kohen in reserve, so that if anything else is going to, anything happens to this Kohen Gadol, part of the tikkun of this Kohen Gadol, we'll see the Gemara is going to discuss the impact that having somebody in the background waiting for him to fail makes on him. So we are going to have another Kohen who's ready to take his place in the event that he becomes Tamei, and therefore he'll do an even better job. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's not enough, because we're going to need to have another wife ready for him too. Because if anything happens to his wife, if his wife dies, he won't be able to do the Aveda. Why? Because the Kapor of Yom Kippurim is specifically, as it says in the Pasuk, Yechiper Ba'ado Uva'ad Beito. And Beito always means Ishto. Our household is specifically Ishto as Beito, as it seems. And therefore, we've got to make it possible for the Kohen not only to be Tahar, but to be suitable for Avodas Yom Kippurim, which means we need another wife. Say the Chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't make any sense, because in Kain, in the Davar Sof, there's no way to plan for death. Because if you're going to say one person could die, two people can die. The entire issue is so random that there's no pattern in it to be able to say that we'll be matkin. Now, even though Lamaisis does this points out, there are certainly places where we do make that distinction. Let's say the Gabi Yevomis, somebody went overseas, but if he's alive or dead, and so on. We do have a chashash for the death of one and not for the death of two. But as Tosis explains, that's because, obviously, over a period of time, we need to take into consideration a certain percentage of the Grim Reaper. But to say that within 7 days we're going to be chayish for his wife's death, then already that means you're not taking the insurance company's charts into consideration. Okay, so then already you want to be chayish in the Davar Sof. Maybe we should be chayish for the death of two as well. Says the Gemara, we have exactly the same Mishnah, essentially. It's not Hatam, as this we have in Para. Sounds familiar? The 7 days before the Pora, we would also be mafresh the Kohen who's going to be doing the Srefas HaPora. It doesn't have to be the Kohen Gadol, but it's that specific Kohen. And he is put not in the Lishkat Farhedrin, but rather he's put in a Lishka which is Alpnei HaBira. The Gemara is going to bring a machlokas, says, what exactly do we mean with the word Alpnei HaBira? Tzofona Mizracha. Here, the Lishka was specifically in the northeast side of the Azorah, according to Rashi. Tosfos learns later on, and we'll see why, because the Bira actually is not a reference to the Azorah, it's a reference to Harabayit. And he learns that the Lishka of the Poraduma was in the Harabayit. It was not in the Azorah. But in any event, that Lishka was called not Lishkat Faradrin, but Lishkat Beit Ha'Evan, Haita Nikrit. But Lama Nikra Shema, Lishkat Beit Ha'Evan, and why was that its name? Because Kol Ma'aseha Bechlei Glalim, Bechlei Avadim, Bechlei Adama. Many learn that Kol Ma'aseha is a reference to the Lishka. So all the things in the Lishka were made out of Kalim that could not be Makabel Tuma, much as we found here in the archaeological sites, where places where the Kohanim lived, and the houses of the Kohanim, the Kalim were Kalim that wouldn't be Makabel Tumas. Even the tables were made out of the stone in order to avoid any kind of Kabbalah Tuma in the house. Of course, again, in the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be very Makbid on Tuma. And we know there's many, many Ma'alot that were made between Chulin and Meiser and Meiser and Truma and Truma and Kadesh and Kadesh, and the highest is Parah Aduma, which is tremendously ironic, as we'll see. But the highest level of Tyre was for the Parah Aduma, which is coming to be, in its essence, to be Metahir. And therefore, all the Kalim were Kalim that were made either out of animal dung hardened, which wouldn't be Makabel Tuma, or stone, or Adama, which is not to be confused with Klicher, it's not baked, but like a sandstone type of thing. And the reason for that is my time. Why are we so makbid? Now, some learn, as I said, it's a reference to the Kalim of the Lishka. Other learns it means the Maaseha Shel Pora, which doesn't make 100% sense, because obviously we can't use Kol Maaseha Shel Pora, the Dinim of the Kabbalah Saddam, and so on, is the standard Klisharis, the Skli Matechet. Okay, that means wherever we can, when we're doing something with the Parah Aduma, we use Kalim that are not Makabel Tuma. Why is this the case, that we should be so makbid on the Parah Aduma? My time, huh? Well, because keep it a Tful Yom Kosher B'Parah. We know that a Tful Yom is kosher when it comes to the Parah, and we learn that Tznan Mitamina Yu HaKohen HaSarefet HaParah Umat Bilinot. What we used to do is, before the Kohen would do the Avedas HaParah, remember the Parah is not a carbon, really. So B'Chlal, it's much more kal than it should be, much more kal than normal kachim. It's kachim bere kabayim. We would be metame, specifically the Kohen who was doing the Shreves HaPara, and then we would put him into a mikveh. Not to be linota. Why would we do such a crazy thing? Specifically, in order to show that we disregard the tzedukim in this issue, and of course, remember that one of the biggest concerns of Yom HaKippurim is also the problem that the tzedukim do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim differently. So here is another issue that is shared with Yom HaKippurim and Parah Aduma. And they used to say, Shayo Omrim, Mu'uraveh HaShemesh, Aitayim Ma'aseit, that it was required, dafka, someone who was completely tahor. So we went out of our way to be metame. Because of that, Akinu Rabbona Kli Glalim Kli Avanim Kli Adama, Delola Kabla Tuma, Kechel Lola Zalzal Abba. So in order, because we had to be mezalzal in it, which would have led people to feel, so you don't have to be so careful about Tuma when it comes to the Parah Aduma. And in fact, actual Tuma, even though Tfuyom is Mutter, an actual Tame would not be able to be evident in the Parah Aduma. Mamela, we ended up with all of these crazy ma'alot bipara in order to be more machmir even than the tzedukim on par. The whole thing is an incredible thing. Extraordinarily ironic, because the makar of the irony is actually the limud itself for par. How do we know that the tfuyom is kosher par? Because the Torah says, viza ish tahar. So we learn out from that, you have to ish tahar. Tahar bichlal shu tameh. So from the very limud, the word tahar means tameh. The word Torah means tummy. It turns out that from the tumah that we're batame, we create iron. Which, of course, is part of the whole strange issue of Amartech Komevi Rechoika, which is the essence of Paradum, and it's crazy. So, Matayra is a tmein, Matame is a tyrim, and so on. So, this is part of the paradoxical nature of the Paraduma, that because of the cool of the Paraduma, we end up being more machmer on it than on anything else, and that's Malahi Bapar. Fine. In any event, so because of that, we put him into a mokum that has only kalim that are tahrim. And why is it specifically in the place which we identified as Elishkat Safrinam Israel? Oh, that's another issue, because, look, the Torah calls the Parah a chatas. It's obviously not really a chatas. But that's coming to tell you a darga of Kedusha and Machshava that you need to have. Therefore, we want the Kohen to remember that it's a chatas. How is he going to remember it's a chatas? Well, a chatas, a real chatas, which this isn't, requires tzofen for shchita. So Mamela, we put him into a lishka that would be bitzat tzofen. They say, if it's bitzat tzofen, who cares if it's east or west? Oh, there's another issue we wanted to remember. And that is that when he goes outside of Yerushalayim to be Zerik, the Dam, Klape, the Beis HaMikdash, so he's supposed to aim El Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. Obviously, the Pnei Ohel Moed is going to be to his west. It's not going to be east. They put him in the east. But it says, Nochach Pnei Ohel Moed. Where's the Pnei Ohel Moed? Pnei Ohel Moed is in the eastern part of the building, which is in the west. Now, normally, when a person is Zerik, does anything in a particular direction, he's Mechavein to the building. And the building is in his west. But the Torah doesn't say to be Mechavein to the building. It says to be Mechavein to the Ponim. Therefore, we put him in the east, so that you should remember that the door of the Heichal is in the east of the building that's on his west. So that way, he remembers the entire 7 days that he's Mufresh, that his Kavana in his Aveda is on the Darg of Chatas, and his Kavana is in Aveda towards the doorway, the Pnei Oyomet. Because of that, Tekino Rabbona Lishka Tzafenim Yisrocha, Ki Heichal Delahavele Hekeira. We want him to have that level of awareness, to be constantly reminded of why he is here. And you said in that Mishnah in Parah that it was al pnei habira. What does that bira mean? Omer Abba Bar Yochanan, Reb Yochanan, it was a specific makom in the Harabayit, ubirashma, which of course is problematic according to Rashi, because the Lishka wasn't in the Harabayit, the Lishka was in the Azora, says Rashi. And therefore, okay, and the Mefarshim Rashi must mean it's next to that place in the Harabayit, b'chuvan kenegdo, in the Azor, which is a little bit strange. Tosfos learns that what we're talking about over here, Pnei Habira, Lishkas HaPorah, was in the Harabayit, not in the way that the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol was. Because the Parah Aduma itself was Na'aseh B'chutz. The Parah Aduma is Na'aseh B'chutz. The Mokum for its Hakona, part of the Heker would be that it's B'chutz. Hashenken, for the Hafrosh of the Kohen Gadol, it's Dafke, the whole Hakona is for Lifnai V'Lifni. So Mamela, we were marked that it should be Lifni. And there is no comparison between the two. Okay, so it's a particular place. Rish Lakish says, Al Pnei HaBirajis means that it's there in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Kol HaMikdash Kulo Korui Bira, because we find that David HaMelech refers to the Beis HaMikdash in his hachonas that he's made for this idea of his capital, so to speak. His vision of his capital is the Beis HaMikdash. And he calls it HaBirash HaChinot. So all the hachonas that I made for the bayit that we're going to be building is this, I call it a bira. So this is his message to his son. He's talking to Shlomo, and he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Shlomo, and he's saying that should be the gift to Shlomo, that he should have the lathe to build the bira sherachinot, that he shouldn't have kavona in it for anything other than that. Where do we get the idea of this Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom HaKippur? Omre ben Yomri Bar Chilki, Omre Mechasya Bar Idi, Omre Yochanan. That's the whole point of the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. The Torah says, in the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, Ka'asher Asar Bayom HaZeh, Tziva Hashem La'asot L'chapara Lechem, which is, of course, Posek that we mask here in our Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself compared the Achona of the actual Mishkan to the Achona for the day which would provide for the Mishkan Adaris, which is the Achas Mishona, which is the Yuma, which allows the Shechina to be Shochanit on the Tov Tumoisa. So we darsh the pasuk like this. Kasher asa biyom haseh nemiluim, tziva Hashem la'asot, asiyah refers to the Maisa Pora, lechaper aleichem refers to Maaseh Yom HaKippur. Now, I understand why we can't read that the entire pasuk is a reference to the Parah Aduma. To say la'asot lechaper, we refer to the Parah Aduma, okay, that's lo mitukam. Because after all, it does use the word lechaper, and the whole point of Parah Aduma is it's not an actual kapora, even though it's mechaper in the broader sense of the Maisa Ego, but its function is not kapora, its function is tara, and therefore we can't call it lasot lechaper. But what makes you say that the reference of lasot lechaper is not a reference to Yom Kippur? Maybe the whole thing is only a reference to Yom Kippur. I'm the kula krab Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, because in reality we also have Exereshav. Yolif Tziva Tziva. It says Tziva Hashem La'asot over here. And it says by Yom HaGipurim, by Parah, Zot Chukat HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem. So Tziva is just like over there, it means the Parah Aduma. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the word Tziva here, it meant a reference to the Parah. And just like over here in the Miluim, it was telling us Shivas Yomi is Prisha, Avlalan Prisha, and therefore comes to teach us that there's a dinner Prisha by the Parah Aduma. Now, there's many problems with this entire switchover, and Tosus goes through some of them not really very satisfactorily, because the Gemara is very strange. Usually when we have two words, of Lasos L'chaper, it's to Limudim. What is the Gemara suddenly asking? And if the Gemara meant that we're being Deicha, the Limud of Lasos, then it should have said Ela Tziva. And you know we were wrong. It wasn't from Lasos, it was actually from Tziva. It should have changed its mind. And because of that, Tosfos has many different rayas. First, that we weren't Deicha, the Lasos, and then it changes its mind at the end and says, I actually have a way of explaining all of that. Maybe we were Deicha Lasos, we're changing the mind of Tziva. A lot of discussion about the Achrenim, whether we really mean Tziva as a Gzeira Shava, which is a real Gzeira Shava, or it's a Gili Nilsa that we want to learn it, the Parah Aduma. But this is a sugya that, if you have time during the day, it's well worth examining why the Gemara suddenly changed its tone over here. As the Gemara, maybe it means the Tziva, Tziva of Yom HaKippurim, because we find exactly the same Lashon. It says over there, Vayaz Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. No, so if that's the case, we see that we have the same Gzeresh of Yom HaKippurim. So maybe the whole thing again is Yom HaKippurim and not Parah. Answers the Gemara, the Tziva that it says over there is after, not in advance. Vayaz Kasher Tziva means that they did Yom HaKippurim the way we were supposed to. So it's a looking back. But that's not what Tziva means over here by the Miluim. Tziva Hashem La'asot means up front. I mean, it makes sense to compare a Tziva up front to a Tziva up front, like it says Zot Chukat HaTorah Asher Tziva by Parah, and not to compare a Tziva, which is a Tziva Hashem La'asot, up front to something which is a comment about having done it in retrospect. So it doesn't make sense to apply it to Yom HaKippurim, because Danim Tziva Delifnei Asiyah, mitzvah d'lifnei asiyah. And we're not going to be done at tziva d'la'achar asiyah, mitzvah d'lifnei asiyah. Says the Gemara, how do you know it doesn't mean tziva d'korbanot? Tosfos learns again along his shita that this cannot mean that we should be deichev, what we're saying now. It just means we should add additionally the tziva of the korbanos. After all, it says b'yom tzavoto et b'nei Yisrael. So b'yom tzavoto includes all of the korbanos, like grivat korbanem l'Hashem b'midbar Sinai. Then maybe it means any time that the tzivor is bringing a korban, we require a shivas yom. Well, I mean, a tziva and tzavos is not the same thing, is it? Done in tziva mitziva. I mean, we done in tziva from tzavoto. I ain't done in tzavoto from tziva. Oh, my nafkamina, come on. A gzereshava. Which, of course, those who learn it's not a real gzereshava will have to say, Gilui Mills, it matters, man. Bring a raya from the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel, sort of as a borrowed raya. But the whole thing is a little bit iffy. Anyway, so we have the famous Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel, we bring countless times in Shas, that we have the Gzeira Shava, which teaches us the Gabi, the Dinim of Negoyim, where the Torah leaves out the whole halacha of whether you need the gouging out of the stone. Remember, there's the only time in which Kohen comes back yet again. So we have the 3 weeks. It's by the Negoyim of Bote. Doesn't say what the din is when the Kohen comes back, whether it requires the second time to dig out the stone. So do we need Keitza? Do we need Ticha? Do we need that has to replace the stone, has to take out all the mortar, put it back in? That we learn out from a Gzeira Shava. But what is the Gzeira Shava? It's a very strange Gzeira Shava. One pasuk says, V'shav HaKohen Bayom HaShvi V'ra'a. And the other one says, Uba HaKohen V'ra'a. How do we compare? Tain is a Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel. But Gzeira Shava doesn't require a precise word. The meaning of the word is the same, no? V'shav HaKohen Ba'a. What's the difference? Zoi Shiva. Zoi Mia. So, I mean, if you're willing to learn Shav from Ba'a, for heaven's sake, so Tzavoto from Tziva, I mean, is a very small difference, no? Yes, but the rule is that a Gzeira Shava is preferentially towards the most similar. All Rabbi Shmuel is saying is, you don't have something which is precise. But over here we have a precise match. Tziva tziva. So then mita damila yafina. We will learn it from that which is most similar. All right. Then you say lechaper is a reference to Yom HaKippur. Very good. What makes it a reference to Yom HaKippurim and not a reference to korbanos? It's a reference to all korbanos as well. Meaning even if a yochid is bringing a korban, and he's bringing a korban lechaper, he's bringing a korban chatas, bring korban asham. So the kohen that is going to be bringing his korban lechaper should require prisha shiva. Ah, come on, but what do you mean? I couldn't miss Rami, the boy like prisha. What do you mean? You walk in the Beis Hamikdash, you choose a kohen. I said, well, it's a check to say a coin. I say, if a coin that's going to be doing the avodah of Yom HaKippurim, obviously a coin god, we know who he is. We're going to appoint a coin to do the pora, we know who he is. But every guy who comes in is going to find a coin that did prisha shivas yomi. Alam alam, I understand. Well, that's a problem. Alam alam, yiboy le prisha l'kulib yishmeret beit av. All we need to do is to say that beit av is going to be working today. On every day, the mishmar was split. The shisha batei avos, they had their job for the week, and each one who was a member of a particular family knew his day. So that family should require Shivas Yomim. What is so terrible about that? Okay, fine. So then the reason that we don't say this is because if you're learning Lechaper, it makes more sense to be done in Davar Shekavua Lozman, mi Davar Shekavua Lozman. I'm ready to learn out that Lechaper is a reference to Yom HaKippurim. But I'm not ready to learn out lafuk korbanos to chol yom ha'yisnu, to tell me that every time we have a korban lechaper requires prisha shiva. It's random. It doesn't have any kviyas of zman, and kviyas of zman is part of the whole din over here. After all, the shivas yomim, the Torah said specifically that it was davka the hachana for the rishon lechodesh of Nisan. The entire thing was planned out in order to be liyom hashmini, yom shenata leser hatorais, and it was a very specific time, and therefore it's a zman-oriented thing, not a korban-oriented thing. If that's the case, then Yom HaKippurim makes sense, but the korbanos don't make sense. Wait a second. We have plenty of korbanos that are kavua lem zman, And we have Karbonis L'chapra on the Regolim. So maybe it means that for the Sholosh Regolim, we should bring a Kohen specifically who was Meyuchat 7 days before Bepresha. Same Regolim. That's because, and here we're getting closer and closer to the relationship to the idea of Yuma, which we spoke about earlier, all you guys who came in late, that Yom Kippurim is specifically Yuma-oriented. It's a din in a day. So the reason that it means Yom Kippur and not the Regolim is because Darin Davar Shenoleg Pa'amachat B'Shana, Min Davar Noleg Pa'amachat B'Shana. The idea of the Miluim is that it was a one-time B'Yom HaChodesh HaRishon Be'echad HaChodesh. It was a one-time thing. Yom Kippur is not just coincidentally related to the Miluim because it is Shemini LeMiluim in essence, and it is the Ma'afsher of HaShochein Itam B'Tok Tumotam. But it's also the Achas B'Shana. It's something that takes place once a year. Dafuki regalim, which are not pamachas b'chodesh, but pamachas b'shana, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say lechapa should be a ribui of a rega.
It's only one Pesach. Yes, but it's nonetheless, if we're saying
that we're going to be learning out lechapa for a class, the class has to be similar class, so the class is the regalim. The Gemara is going to answer what you're saying slightly. Gemara says, so maybe it means one of the regalim, maybe it means regal echad. Now, you'll tell me, what do you mean, regal echad? We wouldn't know which one it was. So since we wouldn't know which one it was, the idea is shokul. So therefore, if it's shokul, here we can't be maybe all of them, because then that would contradict the idea of Pamachus Peshana. In which case, for all intents and purposes, there's nothing to do. That's not true, says the Gemara. Because there are certainly ways to be mechalik, the various regalim. And that would be either Chag HaMatzot, because the Chag HaMatzot, Patach Bo HaKatuv Tchila. Or maybe Chag HaSukkot, because it was Meruba, Mitzvatos. We have so many different mitzvahs. You have the Sukkah, and the different Minim in the Lulav, and then you have Arova, and you have Nisach HaMayim. I mean, that would be you'll say we don't know. We'll figure out which one. I don't want to go into it now, so to speak, the Gemara is saying. But it's possible to find one out of the Regolim. So give me a better answer. Okay, give me a better answer. Ella, Tanim preach Prisha Shiva L'Yom Echad. The point is that the Prisha of Shiva Yom Kippurim is Layuma. It's for a day. It's not for 7 days. And we will not do a Prisha of 7 days and learn out Lechapa for Kobanis the 7 days. Miprisha Shiva Layom Echad. Well, maybe it means it was for Shmini Lemeluim. For Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is Prisha Shiva Layom Echad. So therefore, maybe it means indeed Shmini. How do you like that? The preacher Shivli Yom Echad. Beautiful. Because Dani Davar She'en Kiddush Alefanav Midavar She'en Kiddush Alefanav Ve'en Danin Davar She'esh Kiddush Alefanav Midavar She'en Kiddush Alefanav. It makes sense that the similarity is in terms of the way in which the Yuma is Meyuchad as not having any had Kiddusha before it. So too, the Meluim are that way, and Shmini is specifically not that way. It's Shmini because it is the 8th day of 7 days of Kedusha. What do you mean? It's a Kal V'Chomer, no? If a Dover She'en Kedusha L'Fanav requires Prisha, it's a Kol She'en, a Dover She'esh Kedusha L'Fanav. I mean, for sure it would require Prisha. What kind of Teretz is that?
Which is the one with Kedusha L'Fanav?
Yom HaShmini. Shmini HaTeretz is 7 days beyond it before it.
But the 7th time.
Omer of Mesharsha, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything because the Torah says, Kasher tziva b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem la'asot. What do you have to say, hazeh? Hazeh is telling me, you see what's happening here? A similar case. It has to be kazeh. Whatever similar case is not Shmini. There's nothing similar you're telling me about. It's Kal V'Chomer. The Torah is telling you, ignore your Kal V'Chomer. And look at the reality of the similarity. Ravashi says, that would be ridiculous. That's the point. It's because miika miika diika rega lo boi prisha tafel today boi prisha. What would that mean? That the Torah would be telling me have prisha shivas yamin for shmini atzeres, but the ikar yantev of shmini atzeres is only a tafel to which we'll discuss in a moment. The ikar yantev of sukkahs doesn't require prisha. Somehow or other, the tag along requires prisha. It's just illogical. And therefore must not be referring to Shmini. And don't I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me what he means, Shmini. Regal b'fnei atzma, it's machlokas. Because I feel them on the armor. That Shmini is regal b'fnei atzma. What is regal b'fnei atzma? Regal b'fnei atzma is only legabi ADD. So it's a bizarre kashef. It's only there for people who can't concentrate. That's the simon of bizarre kashef. Right? They also had a problem of ADD, right? So it's a...
What are we talking about?
So bizarre kashuv is a famous simon that has a pious liatzvon that is normally the pore hachag. We did as we just went on through all the mishmorot. If we start all over again, so it had a zman liatzvo and that's a machlokas. Mishan Rashi learns a mishach yonah liatzvo. It's a regel b'fliatzvo. So we say shmini chagatzeres. We don't call it in our tefillas sukkas, and it has a korban liatzvo. So it has a completely different sukkas korban. We don't have the kvasim that balance out the number of the porim that are going down one by one. Here it's only a par echot, and it has a shir liatzvo because the shir of chagasukkas was meyuchah to inyonim that were nogea matanot laniim and the vingorim gezel for the rabbim and so on. And here we don't have any of that. We have a completely different concept in the shira, and it has a brocha liatzmo. That's also machlokas. We reference the brocha for the chayah hamelech that came to be mevorachas hamelech. But okay, it's not important for us right now. What's important is that it's only specifically in those dinim that we call a regular with liatzmo. But in the deepest sense, it must be part of chagasukas because leading tashlumin. Somebody didn't bring his karbonas for chagasukas. He didn't bring his chagina. The din is tashlumin derishon is fresh mishnah. Mi shaloch. You missed your carbon and you didn't bring it all Sukkot long. You can bring it anytime during Sukkot and the last day of Sukkot, which means that it's illogical that the tofa legabe chagiga should be the ikar legabe prisha. Tomorrow we will see there are more suggestions that Gemara has agave this limud. Since we're mezalzel with it, which, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Tosfos says doesn't mean we're mezalzel with the tumah d'oraita. Means we're only mezalzel with the tumah d'rabbanan. So the tzedukim can basically thumb their nose at the whole proceedings anyway. My shnat zefan mizracha. Which is the eastern side. Takinah rabbanan lishkut zefan mizracha gavel akera. My bira. Omar Rabba Barbakan Yogan Mokom, a specific place Barabayit Bira Shmo. Resh Lakish Amar, no, Kolomigdash Kolo Koroi Bira, Shemar Habira Asher Hachinoti. By the way, Rabbi Yochanan in other places agrees with Resh Lakish, and he doesn't mean that he disagrees that Bira Asher Hachinoti is a reference to the whole, as Tosfos points out. It's just that in this case, he says there was an additional subsection which was a Bira in the Bira. Amri, Yoliv, Tziva, Tziva. Tziva, Tziva, Hashem, Lasot, Uchtiva, Tam, Gabi, Pora, Zot, Chukata, Torah, Asher, Tziva, Hashem, Lemor, Mal, Alam, Pora, Afkan, Pora, Umakan, Bade, Miluim, Prisha, Afalam, Prisha. Maybe it means also that Tziva, Gama, Kippurim, that we ask Asher, Tziva, Hashem, et Moshe, Danit, Tziva, Lifnei, Asiya, Mitziva, Lifnei, Asiya, and Danit, Tziva, in retrospect, Mitziva, Lifnei, Asiya, ומציבה דקורבנות, תכלי ביום צפתו את בני ישראל להקריב את קורבניהם להשם, דנים ציבה מציבה ואין דנים צפתו מציבה. מה נפק מינה? תודה דבר ראשון ושב הכהן הבא, כן זו ישיב וזו הביע, אני מלכת אלה כדי דמי, לא מלכת אלה כדי דמי, לא מלכת אלה יפינה. לכפר, אלו מעשי ימי כיפורים, אין בכפרת הכפרות, מיידין לעקון מתרמי דבוי לפרישה, אמרי, למה לא? ניבוי לפרישה לכולם משברת ביתה. אני דבר שקבוע לו זמן מדבר שקבוע לו זמן להפיקו קורבנות הכל קיומה איתנו ואם רגולים אני דבר שלא את פעם אחת בשנה מדבר לא את פעם אחת בשנה להפיקו רגולים לא פעם אחת בשנה נינו ואם פרטיקולר רגל וכי תבלו ידינו המינה why not
Yeah, maybe it would be Chag HaMatzot, or Patach Bo HaKatuv Tchila, maybe it's Chag HaSukkot, Hol Merubah Mitzvato. Okay, fine, better this. El, Don in Prisha Shiva Le Yom Echad, Mi Prisha Shiva Le Yom Echad, Ve Ni Prisha Shiva Le Yeshiva, Mi Prisha Shiva Le Yom Echad. So maybe it would mean Shmini Atzeres, that explains both questions. Would you be a Prisha Shiva Le Yom Echad? Because Don in Devar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, and Devar Shein Kedusha Lefanav, and Don in Devar Sheyesh Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Devar Shein Kedusha Lefanav. Which means kaze. No question. Makes no sense. We can meet the ikar arega, meaning chagasukot lo boy prisha. And the top of the day, meaning shmini atzeret boy prisha. It's clearly tashlumin the rishon, no? That's not mi shalom chag mi yomtov harishon shachag chogeg v'olech kol haregel kulo v'yomtov ha'achron shachag. So welcome everyone to today's brand new mesechta. Richie.
That's why I tested. I focused it on him, so to make sure it vibrates and whatever.
All right. And because it's the first day, we're holding on that base. Go ahead. Shivat yamim kodem yom ha-kippurim. Mafrishim kohen gadol mibeito lelishkat sanhedrin. Umatkinin lo kohen acher tachtav shema ye'areh bo pisul. Now the truth is, we can see from the way that this mesechta begins that what we're talking about over here is something that is a part of the foundation of Kedusha in Yisrael. Because many people are confused by the order in Moed. As a matter of fact, the printers always put Rosh Hashanah before Yuma. People assume that it should go in the order of the Yamim Tovim, despite the fact that Rosh Hashanah doesn't have all that much to do with Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah.
But the... half of the world is learning Rosh Hashanah and half is learning.
Yeah, I hear they're doing it this time also.
Yeah?
Yeah. What? Some people are doing Rosh Hashanah now in order to get the Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah, and then they're going to do Yuma. But, okay, in any event, it's very interesting that the Seder that we have almost consciously switches in mid-psachim. Remember that some have a separate mesecht almost, in Pesach Sheni. Switches in mid-psachim to kochim, and it stays there. Right? In other words, we start with Korban Pesach, didn't with the Korban Pesach. Remember that in the Seder of the Gaonim, Arvei Psachim comes at the end of Pesach Rishon, then we go ahead and do Pesach Sheni. Go right ahead to Shkolim. Oh, boy. I'm misbehaving again. Okay, then goes ahead to Shkolim, and now continues in Masechet Yoma with things that are very, very much centered on the Aveda, Avedas Yom HaKippur. And what's more, as we'll see right away at the opening of the Masechet, are actually a reconstruction, as in a sense every Yom HaKippurim is, a reconstruction of the day of the deaths of Nadav Avihu, which is the Miluim, Shmini de Miluim. Which means that the Moed, in Seder Moed, is a Moed both of Zman and of Ohel Moed. In other words, it's the concept of Moed overall. And therefore, the putting Rosh Hashanah in between would have been absurd, really. Because we're not focusing on the Seder of Zman, even if Rosh Hashanah were about Rosh Hashanah, which it's not. It's essentially about Kiddush HaChodesh and the Arba Rosh Hashanah and so on. So that you should not, don't be overly simplistic in the structure. But we could see right away, our perek begins really with the reconstruction of the Shivas Yomim before Yom HaShemini LeMiluim. And that's why it's created this way. Because both Yom HaKippurim and the other results of the Miluim, which was the Parah Aduma, all of which is a tikkun of the Maisa Egel, Shemini, the 7 days of Miluim are in order to provide Kedusha for a Kohen after the Maisa Egel, for the Mechapa, the Karbonis, there is Rashi says Mechapa and the Maisa Egel for Aaron, that's what was brought on Shemini Miluim. Yom HaKippurim is essentially the same Kapora, we redo exactly the same Karbonis, and Porah, if you take a look at the two Farshias of Porah and Yom HaKippurim, you'll see they're structured precisely the same way. Porah is coming to address the issue of mortality, which is the reconstruction of the Maisa Egel of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. So we start off over here with the Prisha, which was precisely what was done to Aaron Uvanav before the Shmini Lemiluim when they became Kohanim, and resulted in the death, which of course requires Parah Aduma. Those three things are completely interlinked, as we'll see immediately in the Mesach, the opening of the Mesach. And so we begin with a Mishnah that tells us that 7 days before every Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, who was the one that had to do all of the Aveda of the Yom of Yom HaKippurim, he was set aside, taken away from his family and from his normal life, set aside in a place that was called Lishkat Farhedrin, as we'll see why, And not only that, we even set aside in a certain way, it doesn't mean literally set aside with the same prisha, according to almost everybody, but rather means setting aside matkinim. It's not really setting aside, but rather setting up. In what sense setting up? Setting up, according to some, means to make him big dekuna gedayla. They had to match, they had to fit him, exactly. The kohen, the begonim, the normal four begonim he had is a kohen hediot. As a kohen gadol, he would need fitting of the same means, matkinin, is that we go over the avoda with him every day and so on, get him into the avoda. But it does not say mafrishin. We'll see this later on in our sugya. The reason that we have another kohen to take his place is because we're afraid that he may, the whole world is dependent on his shoulders, it can't be any of it as Yom Kippur without him, we're afraid that he may become tame, some psul may happen to him, and therefore, we can't protect him, obviously, because some tumor comes from one's own body. How are we going to protect him? So therefore, what we do is we have another kohen, and he's ready to take his place. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af isha acheret matkinin lo, we have to have another wife for him. Shema tomut ishto, because if his wife dies, he won't be able to do the avod. Shenemar v'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beito, beito zo ishto. So if the Torah says that the kapora has to be a kapora that affects him and his wife, what happens if he wouldn't have a wife? Amruloim kenein l'davarsof. If you're going to start worrying about people dying, where are you going to stop? I mean, once you have to worry, so maybe the second kohen will die, and maybe the second wife will die, but so there's no way to deal with that. Once there's no way to deal with it, then it's obviously not something that's part of our business to deal with. Says the Gemara, it's not that time we find exactly the same dinim in terms of the Pora Duma, and so the Mishnah in Pora has the same language. Shivat yamim kodim srifat hapara, ayum afrishim hakohina srifat hapara mi beito lishkash al pnei habirah. 7 days before the Sarifa, we would set aside the Kohen who was to be Sarif, take him away from his home, and put him into a particular chamber which was facing the Bira, or upon the Bira, Al Pnei Abira, we'll see what the Bira means. Tzofona Mizracha, it was specifically located in the northeast side of the Bira, which would be the Harabayit. V'lishkat Beit Evan Aitani Kret, and it was called the Chamber of Stone, the House of Stone. Lomanik Rishma Lishkat Beit Evan. Shekoma, I think this is why they built Telstone, isn't it? Wasn't it the same idea? Velama nigret shma lishkat beta even. Why do they call it that strange name? Shekoma asea bekle glalim bekle avanim ubekle adama. Because everything, now here's a little bit, there's a machlok, is what kol ma'aseha means. Rashi learns kol ma'aseha means shel para, that anything that we did to prepare for the para, not referring to the actual kiddush, we'll see later, but anything that we did for the para was done with kalim that couldn't be makabel tuma. However, most learn, Rambam learns, kol ma'aseha means all of the ma'asim done in that lishka, because we were exceedingly, exceedingly makpid on any contact with things that could be tame. Since kalim that are made out of either adama, unbaked clay, if it's baked, of course, then we got a real problem. We got kli cheres, which can certainly be kabel tuma. So unbaked clay, even, which is natural stone, glalim, Rashi learns here, glalim means animal dung, hardened dung, which we find kalim made out of that in many places. Rashi elsewhere is mefarish, glalim is lashon of galal, means shayish. So that clay avanim is the other types of stones. Actually, where clay glalim come together with clay avanim, Rashi is mefarish, tzifei bakar. To distinguish between marble, particularly, and other stone, is not all that meaningful. My taima, and why is it that we're so makbid? And here's a very fascinating situation. The Para Aduma is actually less chomer in the Torah than other things. So that normally, see, the Torah calls it a chatas. It says chatati. But it isn't really a chatat. It's actually kodesh b'kedushat berakabayit even. And there's a remez in the pasuk, as we'll see, that even though for other things a tful yom cannot do aveda, but when it comes to the Para Aduma tful yom, which is someone who went to the mikveh today and hasn't yet had a erev shemesh, he is allowed to do the Para Aduma. Now, the Tzedukim didn't agree with that drosha. And they said, I mean, it says, V'iza ha-tohor ala tameh. Ha-tohor sounds should be tohor. We darshan ha-tohor mechlal shu tameh. Classic, right? So Tzedukim say, I don't know, it says tohor. So therefore, what we did was, we bedavka had the kohen as a tvoyom. We were metameh him. Although Tzedukim says, we're only metameh him at tumah d'rabbana. It's not very persuasive to Tzedukim. But anyway, just to prove to them, you say he has to be Torah, we'll show you, we'll make him Tomei. So, Lemaisa, because of that, people could end up being Mizalzel. And in order to prevent the Zilzul, they'll look at it with a certain cheapness, after, so not Makbid on Tuma, so they'll come to actually use things that really would be Ma'akev on the Parah. So we went to the other extreme to create many, many Ma'alot on the Parah. Okay, this is, again, sometimes the way things evolve are not necessarily the full story of why we're doing what we're doing, but this is how it evolved in any event. And there's lessons here to be had, as I'm sure you can imagine. But when we need to go out to prove that people are crazy, we also need to be very careful not to go to the other extreme. So, but it's good to know that the Chachamim had to prove they were crazy. Right? So therefore, since... Not for now. So where do we get this from? Given it's Yom Kasher bePara, Dutzan Mitamin Hayuako and Asrefata Parah Matabilinotolotzi Minibancha Tzedukim, Shal Yomarim B'Mu'uradei Hashemesh Haitana Aseid, because of the fact that we specifically were Mitami, the Kohen who burns the Parah, and then we make him go to the mikvah on the same day that he's going to be doing the Avodas HaParah, so that he'll be doing it as a Tvuyom, in order to prove that the Tzedukim don't have a leg to stand on. Lord Simili Banshal Tzedukim, who claimed that you needed to have someone who already had Ha'arif Shemesh, B'murevei HaShemesh HaTanaseh, in order to make up for that Kula, Tekinu LaRabanan Kelei Gilalim Kelei Abanim Uchlei Adama, D'lo Lekablei Tuma. Therefore the Rabbanim were Metaken, that when all of the things that we use for the Pora, means only during these 7 days, though, as Tosis points out, because in the actual Kiddush of the water of the Pora and so on, it says Beferish you can use any type of kelim, which is why others learn that the meaning of Lishkat Beit HaEven is not that the Pora was done, but rather the Maisei HaChana LePora, and therefore they're called the Maisei the Lishka done Bekle Even. Why do they do this? Because these types of material, raw clay, unbaked clay, stone, Tzipei Bakar, are not Mekabotumah, that they shouldn't come to look at the Paraduma as something that you don't have to be very careful about. Okay, you explained why we used those types of things and why, therefore, it was called the Lishkat Beit HaEven. But I noticed that you said that it had to be on the northeast corner. Why is that? That's because Kiva de Chatati, not really, but since the Torah calls it a Chatat, and a Chatat is, if it were a real Chatat, which it isn't, but if it were, a chatat in terms of being a carbon is kashikadash, and therefore it requires tzafon. The Pora Adum itself does not require tzafon in any sense. As a matter of fact, it isn't done even in the Beit HaMikdash at all. The Dam and all of the Avodah of the Pora is done on Har HaZeitim, facing the Beit HaMikdash. However, in order to drill into the Kohen the value of the Chashivut, what he's doing, that it has a conceptual chatat associated with it, so that what he's doing is an extension of the ideas of the Avodas HaMikdash. You'll notice, by the way, that this too is similar to Yom HaKippurim, which is the only other time that we bring a chatat, so to speak, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, which is the Sora HaMishtaleach. Both of these, we have these comparison in Shkalim. The Kevesh that you take out the Para, and the Kevesh that you take out the Sora HaMishtaleach. Put those two things together, remember? Okay, so here too, we continue with those, the interrelatedness of those ideas, and therefore we want to remind him of the value that this is similar to a chatat that's done inside, in which it says, furthermore, el nochach pnei oel moed, that for the Pora Aduma, when we sprinkle the Pora, we sprinkle during the time of its Srefa towards the Oel Moed, so takino l'rabonon, which would mean that we have to be facing west from the east in order to face the Nochach Pnei Oel Moed. Okay, so if that's the case, we have a north to be Meramez on the Chatas, and we have now an east to be Meramez on Pnei Oel Moed, so that he should remember that he's dealing with something whose Aveda is Safena Al Pnei Oel Moed. But you use the word al pnei habira, and we don't even know what that means. My bira. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Haya, Behar Habayit Ubira Shemo. It was a particular place that they called the bira, and that's where the Blishka was facing. Whereas Reish Lakish Omar, the word bira is a word that is used as a synonym for the Beit HaMikdash. Kol HaMikdash Kulo Karui Bira. We find David HaMelech himself refers to the Beit HaMikdash exactly in that way. Shneimar Habira Asher Hachinoti. So when he talks to Shlomo, when he's giving over the future to Shlomo and Divrei Hayomim, so he says Bni Tein Levav Shalem Lishmor Mitzvotecha and so on. Livnot Habira Asher Hachinoti. I want you to build that capital. We use that word for the capital, the Shushan Habira. So the center of the world is the Beit HaMikdash. My vision of my Bira is the Beit HaMikdash that you will build.
So referring to any other city as the capital city is Bira, Bira is kind of a misnomer.
Yeah, well, yeah, in a sense, although it's interesting that we have on Shar Shushan a picture of Shushan HaBira in the Bira. So it's a fascinating thing. Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful elements there. Yeah, of course, beyond, that's more Yom Purim, not Kippurim. But, Yerushal Zahav, is it? Yerushalayim Shal Zahav, it was called. Yeah. That's what she drank when she got it, but it wasn't what they called it.
Okay. The Sefer talks about the Beres, and in the discussion of the Beres, saying the Bira is
It doesn't say over here, though, Bira Makom Haya Bishkenato Shel Barnea? It says Makom Harabayit. Minani Mili. How do we know about this idea of Prishav Shivas Yomi? And here comes the crucial connection to that, which defines the whole structure of the opening of Seder Moed. Omer ben Yomi bar Chilki, Omer ben Chasi bar Idi, Omer ben Yochanan, Omer Akra, the Torah says when it came to the tzivoy of what to do for 7 days and then the eighth day of the Miluim, Kasher asar ba yom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asot v'chaper alechem. So that even though this was a one-time in history event, the Miluim, somehow or other Moshe Rabbeinu is told, what happens today on Shmini Lemiluim is what God commands shall be done throughout history, in order to bring Lechaper Alechem. What is this a reference to? Lechaper Alechem la'asot means, la'asot Lechaper Alechem refers to Maase Parah. Lechaper, which wouldn't apply to the Parah, because the Parah is coming as a Kapara really, it's coming L'Taher. So Lechaper, Elo Maase Yom HaKippurim. Now, I know that I couldn't consider the entire Pasuk to be referring to the Parah, because it says lechaper. Can't all be referring to the Parah Aduma, because then why would it call it lechaper parala bat kaparahi? The Parah Aduma is not coming lechaper. The Parah Aduma is coming with taher, essentially. But why not say that kulei kra biyom hakipurim ktiv? Which is strange, because, I mean, why do I need to? What about the la'asot? The Tosfos asks. I mean, we just darshan that we have two separate diyukim. Tziva Hashem. Could have said tziva Hashem adorotechem. Instead, it says Tziva Hashem la'asot lechaper. That seems to be two completely different things. Why would I have thought that I should look for a way to make the pasuk mean the same thing? Tosfos says that it's possible that if it only said the word the lechaper, I would have assumed that it meant all of the korbanos. All korbanos that are coming lechaper would require a coin to be prepared 7 days. On the other hand, if it only said la'asot, and I would think that it means the Parah Aduma. But now that it says la'asot lechaper, both of those words appear in Yom HaKippurim, the tziva Hashem la'asot. So therefore, perhaps the entire pasuk is referring only to Yom HaKippurim and not referring to Parah at all. So ema kulei kra b'Yom HaKippurim p'tiv, says the Gemara. No, the truth is we're not simply looking for what to use the words for. We're actually learning the words out of the context of similar words in those two places. Yolif tziva tziva. Ktiv ha'cha tziva Hashem la'asot b'dei miluim, it says, tziva Hashem la'asot l'chaper. And ktiv ha'tam, by the Torah, by the introduction to Parah Aduma, it says, zot chukata Torah she tziva Hashem le'mor. Therefore, ma la'alan parah, af kan parah. Uma kan prisha, af la'alan prisha. Therefore, the Torah is telling us, by use of this word, that the Parah Aduma requires the same prisha as the Yemei HaMiluim. V'eima tziva de Yom HaKippurim. But wait! It could still be referring to Yom Kippur in its entirety. Because after all, by Yom Kippur it says, Dichtiv, Vayaz, Kasher, Tziva, Hashem, et Moshe. Immediately after the closing of the mitzvahs, Vaitazot Lachem, Chukat Olam, it says indeed that Aaron went ahead, Vayaz, Kasher, Tziva, Hashem, et Moshe. So there too we have the word Tziva. Maybe Tziva, Hashem, Lasot, Lechaper is a reference entirely to Yom HaKippurim. Ah, no. Because over there, it's the opposite. There it's a report on what was done. Vayaz kasher tziva. Here it's a tziva Hashem la'asot. Literally mirror images. Tziva Hashem la'asot is the tzivui of what to do. Vayaz kasher tziva is a description of what had happened already. And therefore, says the Gemara, it makes far more sense to be danin tziva delifnei asiya, mitziva delifnei asiya. Vein danin tziva delachar asiya, mitziva delifnei asiya. Why would we take the tziva, as opposed to the tziva of the Parah Aduma, zot chukata Torah she tziva Hashem, where over there the tziva tells you what to do, why compare instead to a tziva that tells us what had been done? So therefore, it does not mean Yom HaKippurim, it means indeed Parah. Wait, says the Gemara, but there's yet another place where it says tziva. Ve'ima tziva de korbanot. Maybe it means the same tziva that we use for all of the korbanot, because it says basically biyom tzavoto et bnei Yisrael akrivat korbanotehem. So korbanotehem. So the Torah says tziva about all korbanos. Ah, but isn't it tziva there? It says biyom tzavoto. Tzavoto is not the same as tziva. Danim tziva mitziva. Ve'in danim tzavoto mitziva. Oh, is that so? My nafkamina, what's the, what it does? All of a sudden, you need to have exactly the same framing of a word. Well, Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmo, we can even use completely different words when the meaning is the same in context. Like it says, V'shava Kohen. There it's talking about the Goyim. V'shava Kohen B'yom HaShvi'i. And then it says, Uva Kohen, Vine Ra'al, Vine Pasandega Tzarat, which is also the same concept, coming back and checking. What's the difference if you come or you return, if it says Gerisha and it says Gersheni, same idea. So therefore said the Vei Rabbi Yishmael, Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bia. Basically, that's a perfectly good comparison, and you can actually say, Exer Shava from two words that mean the same thing. So telling me Tziva and Savoto are two different, we're not going to compare them. Says the Gemara, as we know, of course, we've had this many times before, this is only where we don't have a precise match. Where we have a precise match, we go to a precise match first. Anybody who's ever done a net search knows that that's the way the results are presented. And here's exactly the same thing. Lechaper continues the pasuk. Now we darshan. Lechaper refers to Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim. How do you know? Why doesn't lechaper simply refer to a kapora on all of the korbanot that are coming to be mechaper? And what the Torah says, I mean, obviously not saying only the korbanos and not Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim was also lechaper, as Tosis points out, but maybe any time that a kohen is going in to be mechaper, he requires 7 days. Ah, that's ridiculous, says the Gemara. Because miyadina ha'kohen mitrame de bailei prisha? I mean, remember that the selection of the Kohen to do the Avodah, and they were talking about the Kapara of Korbanos Tzibur over here, not all Korbanos, because after all, we're learning out of similar to the Shiva Shimei Miluim. So how do... Yes, sir? Which, who, when? Any time that we're bringing Korbanos Tzibur, they come for a Kapara. The Musafim, all the Musafim come for a Kapara. Any Chattas? Even in Yonim of Rotzain, you can call Kapara on all Korbanos, even on the elements of Eilat too. So, says the Gemara, that's impossible, because we only decide which Kohen is going to do the Avodah on the spot. Remember that we have a whole complex, we'll see later on in the Masechta, but we have a whole complex way of choosing up. So it's basically random. How could we know in advance to take you 7 days and prepare you to do an Avodah when you're only selected for that Avodah at the time of the Avodah? So Miyadina, would we know High Kohen Misrami, the Boilei Prisha? How do we know which Kohen is chosen and that he should require Prisha Shivas Yami? Amri, Allah, Allah, I don't understand. That's a silly question. I mean, why not have anybody who's going to be going into the Beit HaMikdash to do Avodah today should require, and that was Mechulak, according to various families of the Mishmar. The Mishmarot were split up into Bote Av, and each day of the week, the Beit Av, particular Beit Av, would do its Avodah. On Shabbos, it would all come together. So why not just say that the Beit Av that was going to be working that day, 7 days before, should begin their prisha? That way any Kohen that wants to do Aveda will be part of the pious, and he'll be part of the prisha. All right, fine. The answer is, Tanin davar shekavu alozman, mi davar shekavu alozman. Doesn't make more sense. If the Torah is making a comparison, kaasher. So kaasher means something similar. Just as this Yom HaShmini was a very special day, and this is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, that's the wrong one. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it has a kviut. So too, the thing that we're learning out of it has to be something that has a kviut. Mashenkin, if it's every day, there's no kviut. Lafuke korbanot, choyuma, itnu. Korbanot, we have constantly. We don't have a particular kviut zman. Okay, but why not choose regoli? Maybe it means the musaf of the regal. That has a kviut zman. So, ema regalim. Ah, but there's more than one regal. And danin davar shenahek pa'am achat b'shana, b'davar anahek pa'am achat b'shana. Lafuki regalim, davar pa'am achat b'shana nino. We can't choose the regalim simply because they don't match the Yom HaShmini Lemiluim. Yom HaShmini Lemiluim was a one-time-in-a-year event. One time ever, but it only happened one time in its year. So, too, a regal is a one-time-in-a-year event. And the regalim that we know are three regalim. So maybe it means one of the regalim. Ema regal achat. If you'll say, we can't make a comparison because we won't know which one it would be. In which case it would be included in the general rule, shkulimein v'yavo shloshtam. I would have to have either none or all. Because how could I choose one? And since it would have to be all, then it would be similar to Yom HaShmini. Says the Gemara, that's not necessarily true. There is a way to determine which one it is. We could say that it's Chag HaMatzot. The Torah opens with Chag HaMatzot, and therefore that gives it a chashibut, and after all, that seems to be what we're looking for here. Or, if we found a reason not to accept that, we could say it would be Chag HaSukkot, because Chag HaSukkot is Muruba Mitzvato, it's chunk full of all types of mitzvot. So we have the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Rovah, the mitzvah of Mayim, Lulav, and Esrog, and so on. So it's pretty clear that it wouldn't have to be either all or none. We could determine one of them. All right, you're right. There's a more fundamental reason why it's not any of that. Ella. Danim prishat shiv'a le'yom echad v'prishat shiv'a le'yom echad. The match-up here, it's not simply just something that occurs once a year. It's something that is a day. Reminds you of the name for the Masechta. Yomah, the day. A regel is not a day. Regel is 7 days. Therefore, it's not Yomah. We're looking for the day. And the day would have to be there for Yom HaKippurim. So Prisha Shiva Yom Echad and not Prisha L'Shiva.
As a regel, we don't even relate to
the
Shavuot. And that's
Yeah, we're about to discuss possibilities of one day, but we're not going to choose it particularly because it doesn't have any mitzvahs and it's not the beginning. So we didn't find any reason to choose it. But all right. It's a good point. Yeah. Well, let's first go through the signals.
It's 7 weeks to get
time.
The Ema Shmini, why not say Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres would be Prishas Shiva, would be a Prisha now 7 days, Liyom Echad, correct? We'd be perfect. Ah, Danin Davar She'in Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Davar She'in Kedusha Lefanav, Vein Danin Davar She'esh Kedusha Lefanav, Mi Davar She'in Kedusha Lefanav. Doesn't make sense for us to choose a day which has already had, as Bob just pointed out, and Moshe Baruch just pointed out, in reference to Shavuos, has already had a long-term preparation before it. Doesn't make sense to say that that is what the Torah was referring to when it was talking about Prisha. It's more on the contrary. Lav kal v'chomer hu. Hashda davar she'en kedusha lefanav boi Prisha, davar she'esh kedusha lefanav lo koshikein. If something that doesn't have kedusha requires Prisha, certainly something that has such a level of kedusha, and that leads us back into Shavuos, which we won't get to today, but you can hold on to your seats. We will get to eventually. So for the Dover, Sheyesh Kedusha Lefana, for sure should require the Prisha. Says the Gemara, Amr Mishar Shalom. That's not true. Because what we're looking for is not a Svara, we're looking for a match. And the Torah says specifically, Hazeh, Kashet Siva La'asot Bayom, Hazeh. So therefore it's telling you, Kazeh. We're looking for a match of a day like Shemini L'Miluim. A one-time event, which does not have Kedusha Lefana, and therefore cannot be referring to Shivas, the day of seven, the days of regel, can't be referring to Shmini Atzeres, which has Kedusha Lefana, and so on. Says Rav Ashi, does that make sense? Mihi kemidi dihi keregel lo boi prisha, top of the day boi prisha. I'm sorry, I skipped. So Misharashi says, Hazeh. Rav Ashi says, does your logic make sense? Forget about Hazeh. Say, don't darshan the pasuk. Is it possible to say that something that the regel itself, Sukkot, doesn't require Prisha, but the secondary day of Sukkot does require Prisha? Initially, the way you ask the question is absurd. How could we say that I've already disallowed Sukkot as a choice, but I will allow Shemini Atzeres, where Shemini Atzeres is only a hanger-on to Sukkot? Even if you hold that Shemini is not really a hanger-on, Shemini is its own regel. That's only in terms of ADD. Tashlumin derishonu. Bizar kashav means ADD in their terms. It was a weight. Bizar kashav means attention deficit. Bizar spread out kashav, your attention. So it's attention deficit. It's a way to remember Shemini Atzeres, because by that time you had it. Well, what is bizar kashav? Is a simon. So it stands for, pay stands for pious. What they did was, during the days of the Chag, they would have a split in the pious so that they could make sure that Kohanim got a chance. And since there were all different types of things, they started in ways that would give people that already had a chance, put them at the end. We'd keep going around. But we start all over again with the pious on Shmini, because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. And the Zion is a Zman, meaning that we say Shechayonu, according to most Pshatim. The Reish is that it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Rashi says that simply means that we don't say Chag HaSukkot, we say that it's Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos learns regel means that that's in terms of the Lina, meaning every regel required you to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. So regel b'fnei atzmo would mean that you'd have to stay over again. The kuf would mean carbon, so it's a special type of carbon, meaning it doesn't fit the seder of the carbonus of the decreasing and the standard parim and kvasim relationships. But instead it was a very simple carbon, which we make a big deal about, that, you know, that's why it's called the special day for Yisrael. So we only have the parechot, ayalechot, and so on. And the shin is shir la'atzma. All of the shirot of Chag HaSukkot had the same theme about aniyim and matonais and mayim and so on. This did not have a theme. Rashi says, I don't know what it was, though, because it doesn't say what it was. Tosfos springs, huh?
Which
Tehillah was said on, you know, Shmini Atzeres. But Tosfos springs from the Masechet Sofrim that in the Beit HaKnesset we say, Lam Latzer al Hashmiyat. So if we say in the Beit HaKnesset, it's reasonable perhaps that that was the actual thing that was said. Rashi apparently doesn't want to jump to that conclusion. So that it has also a Shir Liatzmo, and it has a bait, a bracha la'atzmo. Rashi learns the bracha la'atzmo as the reference to the special bracha that was given to the family of the king, which was done on Yom Tov, it was by Yom HaShmini, Vayavorchu et HaMelech, and so on. Tosfos learns the bracha with that, so it means the chi of bracha in Yalav Yovo, and to mention in the tefillah, Yom HaShmini Chag HaAtzeres, and that's what it's a reference. But in any event, back to our sugya, avalenya tashlumim, when it comes to the question of someone who hadn't brought a korban, can he bring the korban for Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres? He can. Tashlum and Rishonu. Got none. It says Beferish in the Mishnah. Mi shelo chag biyom tov harishon shel chag, chogegi v'olech kol harego kulo v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag. He would be able to continue to bring his korban chagiga, even though he missed it on Sukkot. He could bring it on Shmini Atzeres. So how could you bring a korban of one chag on another chag if it truly is a separate chag? Therefore, in the sense of Tashlumim, it's a tag along to Sukkot. And Mamela, I say the question is not a well-formed question. If Sukkot itself doesn't have Prisha, then it's not shaykh to say that Shmini Atzeres should have Prisha. And now, just to keep you on the edge of your chairs, the Ema Atzeret, maybe it means Shluitz, the Prisha Shivali Yomechadu? For that, we will have to wait to the next exciting episode on Motzei Shabbat at 9:30 p.m. Bezrat Hashem, right here, same station. The Shadow. Review. Shivat Yomim Kodim Yom Kippur Mafishin Koy Kodim Bipeit Olo Shkot Farad Juna Matkinin Lo Koinata Tachtov Shebiyan Rob Obsul Rabbi Yudom Rafi Shaker Matkinin Lo Shemata Mut Ishto Shlemet Mipar Baadu Vaad Beito Vito Vizu Ishto Omu Loim Kein Ena Davar Sof Tanat Am Shivat Yomim Kodim Zrifat Aparah Yom Mafishin Koyin Esor Yifat Aparah Mibeto Lishko Shal Pani Abirat Tzvon Mizrach Lishkat Beit Eivan Eitani Kret Vela Manik Rishma Lishkat Beit Eivan Shkoma Sebek Lai Golim Bechlei Avonim Bechlei Adama My Time Akibin Tzvon Yom Koshu Vuparat It's Dan Metamina Yuva Koyin Aki Sor Yifat Aparah Mat Bilino Tolo Tzimili Van Shot Tzidukim Shoyom Mumuru Evi Shama Shaita Naaseit Takin Lo Rabon Eklai Golim Klei Avonim Klei Adama Lo Le Kablo Tumik Echel Lo Zalzulu Ba Ma Ishlo Tzvon Mizracha Kima Da Chatati Vachatatuna Tzvon Vakitib El Nochach Bnei El Moab which would be Mizrach Takin Lo Rabon Eshka Tzvon Mizracha Ki Echel Lo Avi Lo Hekeira My Bira Omer Rabba Bar Bachanam Rav Yochanam Akom Haya Bar Abay Tu Bira Shmo Rish Laki Shomer Kol HaMikdash Kolo Kol Rui Bira Shem HaBira Shem HaChinoti Li Mino Ani Mila Yomer Min Yom Abachil Kiyom Lechal Sivar Yom Rav Yochanan Omer Kro Kasher Asa Bayom Azet Tziva Shem Lasot Lechaper Alechem Lasot Elu Maasei Pora Lechaper Elu Maasei Yom HaKippurim. By the way, note that that Posek has a beautiful place in the Mahzor of Yom HaKippurim. So Bishlei Mekulei Kro Vipara Lo Metukam Lechaper Ktiv Vipara La Bat Kaparayi Elei Mekulei Kro Vyom HaKippurim Ktiv Amri Yolif Tziva Tziva Tivach, Tivach, Hashem, Asot, Tivach, Tamsot, Chukat, Torah, Shetivach, Hashem, Limor, Mal, Alan, Para, Afkan, Para, Uma, Kan, Prisha, Haf, Alan, Prisha. Ve'im, Tivach, Tivach, Yom, Kippurim, Tivach, Yaskar, Shetivach, Hashem, Moshe, Danim, Tivach, Delifnei, Asiyah, Mitzivach, Delifnei, Asiyah, Ve'inadim, Tivach, Lachra, Asiyah, Mitzivach, Delifnei, Asiyah. Ve'im, Tivach, Dekorbanot, Echlim, Yom, Tzavotot, Bnei Yisrael, Danim, Tivach, Mitzivach, Ve'inadim, Tzavotot, Mitzivach. Umay, Nafkim, Ino, Vatan, Ve'rubi, Shmo, Vashavak, Ve'inu, Bo'ay, Ke'in, Zoe, Shiva, Zoe, Bia, Ani, Mirach, Lek, Dedamila, Aval, Lech, Dik, Dedamila, Dedamila, Yafinan. Lechaper, Elu, Ma'ase, Yom, Kippurim, Ve'im, Kaparat, Kapanot, Mi'adin, Ha'koin, Mitram, Mi'dibay, Le'i, Prisha, Amri, Alam, Alam. דיבר לא פרישה קודם משמרת בדעת דנין דבר שקבוע לא זמן דבר שקבוע לא זמן להפוך כי קורבנות תוכל יום איתנו ואין רגלים דבר שנוהג פעם אחת בשנה מדבר נוהג פעם אחת בשנה להפוך כי רגלים דלם פעם אחת בשנה נינו ואין רגל אחד וכי תאמין לא ידין אין היי מנהר and why not? אי חג המצות אוהל פתח בו הכתוב תחילה אי חג הסוכות אוהל מרו במצוותו אלא דנים פרישת שיבה ליום אחד מפרישת שיבה ליום אחד אין דנים פרישת שיבה לשבעה מפרישת שבעה ליום אחד ואם השמיני which would be פרישת שבעה ליום אחד because דנין דבר שאין קדושה לבנה מדבר שאין קדושה לבנה אין דנין דבר שיש קדושה לבנה מדבר שאין קדושה לבנה ולאו כך וכומרו אשר דבר שאין קדושה לבנה בו אי פרישה דבר שאין קדושה לבנה ולא כל שכן אומר משעשה לא הזה כתיב כזה Rav Ashi says it's no question anyway. Miika mina diika rega lo boy prisha tafel di day boy prisha because I feel the man yom hashmini rega b'fnei hatzmo hani mili leinim pzakasha avlinim tashlumin תשלומים לראשון הוא דעצנן. מי שלא חג, ביום טוב הראשון של חג, חוגג והולך כל הרגל כולו, including even ביום טוב האחרון של חג.